Extra features.
With extra features, it's at
51.
50, yeah, 51.91. So just in general, as far as the structure goes, it's unique in its height and its front, type of building materials, and basically it's whatever's there, we input into the software, and the software gives us a number. And again, this does not include land. This is strictly for improvements.
So on our BOE sheet, it shows approximate or total appraised 1.377, and on this it shows 1.493 for the appraised value.
So this is going to be just for the structure itself.
Okay.
Now that appraised value, if you look at the red, it says new, but you have to go to the condition and depreciation. So the real value on the structure is $1,194,435. And that's basically what I understand we're going to be debating is just the structure itself, not the land value.
So this one on here includes the land, the 1.3?
No, land is not included in any
okay.
of these here.
So it's
so
really
strictly
one,
structures, yeah.
1.194.
If it was going to include, so altogether, $1,377,080. I believe purchase price was $1.2 million. When it was at $1.2 million for. Since ...2013. And actually it came down in 23 after BOE to $1,055,700. And then plus you have the jump. Originally back in 2008, the structure was appraised at $1.637 million.
Can we get that zoomed in?
What was that?
Can you zoom that out so I can see the numbers? I can't see them from here.
So we just brought up the P-Val.
Oh, that's not the tax record of what?
That's the P-Valley X. The P-Val is easier to read, I think. It shows you how long ago.
I don't know if I can get it.
It may be in the file. I'm not going to look.
Oh. Is that better, too?
Yeah, so 2025 is at the top of that row, and then it goes down to 2007. So back in 2008, had an appraised value of $1,637,594, and then it's decreased a little bit over the next few years. It was purchased in 2013 for $1.2 million and stayed at $1.2 million until 2022. And I think at that time we tried to, we reappraised it, appraised higher, and then BOE, and then it settled at $1,055,700.
And so why are you saying the increase?
Well, it's just it was reappraised, so it was reappraised pretty much at the same number. And 23 BOE said it was worth $1,055,000. I think the software is pretty consistent because of the inputs, but.
Well, I see it going down, 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 and then now it's jumped back up. That's what I'm asking, what the increase.
Yeah, so the increase is just a reappraisal, and I think the 1.2 million was set because that was the sales price. And that was, I believe, agreed upon with the assessor at the time. So it stayed at that 1.2 million sales price until we reappraised it in 23. And whatever we appraised it at in 2023 was not accepted. And it was decreased to $1,055,700.
But again, using the same inputs as all the other shopping centers, because we've done them all, same program for features, this is the number it gives. And so to be fair to all the other people, it needs to come out to what it is, unless he has a paid appraisal.
And that 1377 includes land as well. So that's the structure of the land.
Are these what you provided or what he provided?
I provided that. Yeah, okay. Just something to look at, compare properties.
So he chose his properties, right?
No, one of them is one that we discussed. Two of them are his properties that were Sequoia.
Right.
So those are in there.
And then you have one from Hensley.
Hensley, yep, that one.
And Hensley's at 78?
Yes. And that's a little more, it's all brick all the way around. It's a little more costly. That was used as a comparable in 23, but the appraisal on that hadn't been finished, so it didn't have interior finishes in the appraisal yet. So we went back and finished appraising that one. And that's the new price on that one. I think last go around, I think it was in the 30s, but that was because it was incomplete.
Now, Sequoia, you got an agreement on, and they're down at 63, or is that
yes.
The old?
Yes.
Like 63 and 67?
Yeah, so it's given two ways. One is the new appraisal as if it was brand new, 100%. The second grouping is depreciated, and that's by straight line depreciation. So typically 1 year for every year in age.
So they're 39.
So that adjusts the per square foot price down.
Pages. Are the back pages relevant?
Yeah, the last one's another one that's BOE that's pretty low. I think it's going to be too low. But that's just...
This last one is here in Forsyth. That's a Forsyth.
Forsyth, not Branson.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the Southtown Shopping Center.
Hollister.
Is the one that he's cited over in front of Walmart, the or Pearl Vision and stuff
so
like that?
So that one, we didn't have a chance to go and reappraise. It's in the book, says it needs to be completed, so it didn't get done in 25. So it's an incomplete reappraisal, and it is pretty low.
Okay. So Pearl is going to be going up, or that shopping center.
Yeah, it will be going up.
I realize he's mentioned Koi. That's an older one.
Yeah, that's a two-story right off 76 in the freeway there.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is...
he said it's about 50. I think that's...
Yeah, it's a little bit older. Let me see. What was that?
Is Koi also a brick facade? or a...
I think it's Drivet. It's